Morning in DC, the right wing awakes to the National Review. The congressman votes and the think tank debates to the National Review. To the columnist talking policy, to the blogger sharing his worldview. And some say the heart of the party's the smart set in view. At National Review.
Listen, it's so respectable, no? So many Georgetown dinner parties, so many appearances on CNN. Because, you know, there's a very different force emerging in the right.
There is?
Oh, of course, you silly boy. Outside DC, a long-suppressed instinct is starting to resurface. What is this ideology?
What?
Who are its adherents?
Who?
How have they been silenced for so long?
How?
Hush!
Aww.
Taki will tell you. It is a tale. A tale of real conservatives. And bigots.
Dark was the time when our tale was begun in the National Review.
Don't dog whistle too hard.
We'll be silenced.
We have to be subtle.
Four racial realists slipped under the nose of the National Review.
I really liked your article on immigration.
But the purge had been planned for the realists, and they gazed up in fear, for they knew their careers would soon flounder, for they'd cross the founder, it's true.
William F. Buckley Jr.
of National Reviews
are not welcome.
William Buckley longed to purge the right of naughty thoughts.
Your thoughts are not welcome.
And the left was overjoyed to see him call the shots.
The right will never be respectable with bigots like you in publication.
You there! What are you writing?
Something Nazi, no doubt. Fire her!
She ran.
We're embarrassed by talk of race. White identity has no place. This won't overturn the New Deal. Our people don't merit such zeal.
White identity. Monstrous!
Stop!
Cried Jared Taylor.
This is an unsavory doctrine. I'm sending it back to the gutter where it belongs.
See that the innocent whites you have purged here at National Review.
Racists like yourself reflect badly on the right.
You fired them because opinions diverged here at National Review.
We'll never win again speaking about white identity.
You can lie to yourselves in the Beltway. We know that you did it to save face. And you never can run from nor hide what you've done from the eyes. The very eyes of the white race. And for one time in his life of punching to his right, Buckley feared that his ideals would die if we're not white.
And what exactly do you propose?
Just let white identity grow.
Not at my magazine. Let it stay here with you in the alt-right.
For now, it must be kept away and not embarrass me.
Start your own organizations. A few decades from now, you might actually stand a chance.
In 40 years, the GOP might see a nominee. Who will agree?
And Buckley slandered the idea with a false name. A name that evokes visions of violence and hate. White supremacy.
Now, here is a riddle. It may change your views of the National Review. Who's the real bigot making the right lose? Sing the pages, pages, pages of the National Review.